his new single sounds
like. Well,
he's
trying to branch out.
Well, that's fine. He didn't stay to his roots. He branched out immediately. The first chance he got, he branched out.
On 1340 WKGN.
Did you hear how quick that happened, Ben Lee? He stuck to his roots and he branched out in the same sentence.
You can stick to your roots and still branch out. That's what trees do. I mean, that's what trees do.
Hour 3, Talk Sports, jam-packed hour. Ben Lee, I'm giving you a 30-minute warning, overrated, underrated. You good? Thumbs up from Ben Lee. I hope that means that you're already ready.
Oh, yeah.
And that you're not just going to scramble to get ready. But either way, 12:30, you got the warning. 12:15.
28 minutes.
12:15, our official bocce partner, Thomas Hill, wants to come on and give us a British Open preview. The British Open's tomorrow. I'm going to take some picks because I have a British Open pool.
Okay. We're going to talk about Kawhi at some point? Or?
Do two or three headlines. Make your last one Kawhi. Let's at least give like 10 minutes on Kawhi.
I have a lot of good headlines.
Well, say just
all right, let's kick this thing off right with some WNBA. Liz,
you have so many headlines and you start with WNBA.
Liz Cambage scored 53 points. As the Dallas Wings defeated the New York Liberty 104-87, and you know what's significant about this, John? Do you know?
We've talked just as much WNBA as we have Kawhi Leonard, a top five player getting traded.
She broke the WNBA single game scoring record.
What was the record at?
Something less than 53, because that's what she scored.
Okay.
So 53 in one game as the Dallas Wings defeated the Liberty.
Shout out to her.
Shout out to Liz Cambage. The first time I've heard of her. A U.S. pilot shortage is causing problems around the country for airlines. They're having to get creative as they plan for the future. Delta expects to hire 8,000 pilots over the next decade and announced it is giving conditional job offers to some college students. The airline is also allowing flight attendants and other employees to take unpaid leaves to attend flight school. This seems like a problem. This seems like we're going to get some unqualified pilots in the air pretty soon. American Airlines also having issues with this. They've started offering loans to student pilots. Some experts wonder if automation could ease some of the burden. Apparently there's a shortage of pilots. Did you know about this?
No, I didn't.
I don't think you were listening, but did you hear the part where I said that Delta is giving conditional job offers to some college students?
No, I did hear that part.
The airline is allowing flight attendants to take unpaid leaves to attend flight school.
Oh, man.
I'm a little concerned.
I was going to say, whenever you were talking about the college students, I thought you meant like for to be like
pilots.
Stewardess or flight attendants is what I was thinking, not the actual pilots. Yeah, that seems a little scary.
I mean, obviously, I'm assuming they got to complete the training and everything, but it just seems like something I don't really want us to have a shortage of. You know what I mean? Kind of like brain surgeons. I'd like for there to be enough, at least for if you need them, in the unlikely event you need them, you kind of, you know, pilots are in high demand too because, you know, people fly every day.
Okay.
Walmart is thinking about creating a streaming video service that may
shut up. Go to hell, Walmart. Move on.
That may go head to head.
Go to hell, Walmart. Move on.
Netflix.
Move on. Don't care about Walmart.
Gordon.
We are boycotting Walmart. We are anti-Walmart at Fox Sports Knoxville.
Why? What happened?
We have agreed not to talk about it. It's a touchy subject around here.
Well,
let it be known, Walmart can go to hell.
Creating a video service.
Stop giving their video service free advertising. Walmart can go to hell, and don't use Walmart's streaming service. If you want to go to Redbox, go to one of the Walgreens Redboxes.
If launched, it may be priced lower than
competitors.
Darrell Revis has called it a career.
Yeah, he did about 2 years ago. You could tell Darrell Revis was not interested in playing football anymore when he had a chance to tackle Derrick Henry and keep the Chiefs in that playoff game. And he made a business decision not to try to tackle Derrick Henry, and they lost the game. Derrick Henry was jetting for the first down to win the game.
Not going to mess with that.
Revis said, nope, that guy's big and fast, and I'm not in the mood to tackle. I'm too old to tackle.
Well, he has officially announced his retirement. The four-time All-Pro, one of the best corners of all time at one point. That's what this says. I mean, I don't know. You consider him one of the best corners of all time?
All right. No, not of all time.
Okay. The Baylor Bears head coach Matt Rhule says he is able to focus a lot more on football in his second season. We're not forgetting those things that happened, he said. We're still doing those things, but I'm able to do a lot more football, he said. The first couple games last year, I was on the sidelines, kind of like a cheerleader, because literally I was in meetings on Tuesdays and Wednesdays that weren't even football meetings, and sometimes in the middle of last year. Matt Rhule, feeling the effects from Baylor's whole sexual assault scandal, and apparently he says he's able to focus a lot more on football this season, which he's going to need because Baylor was awful last year. You want to talk about Kawhi?
Yeah, let's talk about Kawhi.
Okay. Well, Kawhi Leonard's going to the Raptors.
Okay. That's I don't want to say shocking trade because it has been rumored. Like, Windhorse has been all over this, talking about it for a week, saying, like, hey, the Raptors want Kawhi. The Raptors don't care that Kawhi, you know, might not re-sign. Which, I mean, if the early indications are, or if the early reports are any indication, he's probably not going to re-sign because he says, I don't want to play in Toronto. The Raptors, I guess, are looking at this from the opportunity is there to get a top player for 1 year and win the East. And if he leaves, he leaves. Then we got rid of the DeMar DeRozan contract, and we're able to kind of reset. To me, like, this was a move for the immediate with a, well, maybe this works out in the future either way. Does that make sense?
Makes sense to me. I kind of feel bad for Kawhi. I mean, because you got to go. I mean, he has this goal of going to Los Angeles, and he ends up being shipped up to Canada, of all places, which is the opposite of Los Angeles.
Yeah, no, it is. It's not where he wanted to go. It's the opposite. It's north. It's above the border. I would imagine that it's a hassle to be a Canadian player having to go to, you know, in and out of the United States constantly.
With the you got to show your passport every time.
Imagine it's not as easy as just hopping on a private plane and going like, you know, other teams are able to do. Maybe I'm wrong on that.
I'm sure it's pretty easy. Like places like Toronto, you know.
Intern Andrew, I need you to find out what the tax implications are to this. I'd imagine, going from Texas where there's no income tax, going to Canada and having to pay two countries.
There's no income tax in Texas?
Mm-mm. No state income tax.
Really?
Texas, Tennessee, Florida. I think those are the only three, like in sports terms.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's going now from no income tax to having to pay two countries in taxes. So, like, it's a kind of an FU to Kawhi. It's kind of an FU to Kawhi. It is. For the Raptors, it's a we're swinging for the fences. And look, I give a little bit of credit to Toronto. They fired Dwayne Casey, who was coach of the year, and they at least didn't look and say, well, that's enough. We at least fired Casey. Everything's good now. They said, no, we still need to move the roster too. BJ says that's not how taxes work. So he won't have to pay taxes in Canada and then have to come every time they play in the U.S. and pay taxes there. What part of that doesn't work?
I don't really know how that works.
I would imagine Canadian taxes are higher than United States taxes. The whole universal health care thing. I might be wrong on that. And then NBA players have to pay taxes in every city they play in. So let me know what part of that was wrong on the taxes, and I'll correct myself. I'm always interested in learning. there are some implications here. Like, what were the Spurs doing? Like, I don't feel like this was the best move they could have gotten. This move was done, you know, with spite. This move was done to maybe get Kawhi in the East to maybe, I guess, punish him a little bit. Because they sent hell-bent on not trading him to Los Angeles.
I mean, it basically just makes Kawhi wait a year, right? I mean, it's an inconvenience for him because you got to pack up all your stuff and go to Toronto.
Yeah, I mean,
find a place to live.
And if he makes a big enough stink about it and things don't work well this season, you know, halfway through the season, they can still turn around and trade him to the Lakers. Like, they're not stuck with him. They can still turn around and trade him.
From what I'm reading, it sounds like you were right. They have to pay Canadian income tax plus taxes to bring money back across the border.
So, like a travel tax?
Yeah, that. Well, like this is using an example of like an American player that goes into Toronto to play. So they have to pay tax. They have to pay Canadian tax, income tax on their money plus a tax on money coming back across the border into the United States.
I mean, so the tax situation's worse playing in Canada, right?
Yeah.
Infinitely worse than playing in Texas where there's no state income tax, right?
Yes. I mean, on that basis alone.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a tax expert. I was under the impression that that would make it more complicating and more of a hassle. Again, going from a tax-friendly Texas to having to go to Canada.
Here's a better breakdown. It says, so say a state income tax is 10% in Colorado but 5% in Ohio, and LeBron played a game at the Nuggets Arena. He pays 10% state income tax plus 35% federal income tax if the game was at home. Though he'd pay if the game was at home, he'd pay 5% income or 5% state tax, 35% income.
Okay.
So yeah, it's based on wherever you are.
Canada has a 33%. I guess, max on their tax brackets, I guess, versus the 40% for the top in the United States. But in my situation, I'm just saying, like, he ends up paying both to an extent. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Whatever. We didn't mean to make that a tax conversation. Let's catch a break. We'll come back. We'll do a British Open mini preview. We'll do overrated, underrated. And then we'll end the show. Tomorrow, I do want to talk more about Kawhi and the implications of this. And quite frankly, it'll be a slow news day, so it works out perfectly. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fox Sports Knoxville. All right, Cote. It is time to go across the pond as we return to Talk Sports.
This is not a real... Are you really trying to do that?
Let's go to the McKinney Team Hotline. Let's grab Thomas Hill. Thomas Hill is our golf expert. Thomas, how do we feel about the British Open? What time are they teeing off tonight?
What's up, John? What's up, K-Mac?
Hey,
yeah, hello, Thomas is the MVP of our bocce team.
That's true. Well, I don't know if that's completely accurate. But, so they'll tee off tonight, probably like 2 a.m. Eastern time. And they'll keep teeing off up until about 10:30 Eastern time tomorrow. So if you like to get up early, it's a good thing to watch. You'll have something to watch in the morning.
Who are we thinking are the best equipped to handle this course this weekend?
Well, it's played at Carnoustie. The last time it was played there was 07. Padraig Harrington beat Sergio in a playoff in 07. It's actually pretty funny. The low amateur in 2007 was an 18-year-old kid named Rory McIlroy that nobody really ever heard of. And then now he is the second betting favorite to win the thing.
So how often do they play at this course on the PGA Tour?
They have played the Open there 8 times.
But none since 07?
None since 07. No.
So none of these current golfers really ever are there. No.
What are you doing?
It's the British Open.
Yeah, but you're going back and forth from like English to some whatever.
Silence. So none of these current PGA golfers really ever play there.
Not really. I mean, Tiger's played there twice. Rory's played there once. I mean, feels like the older guys have played there twice, but the new guys like Spieth, Justin Thomas, Patrick Reed, they've never played the course. So it's going to be interesting to see. From what I've heard, the reports say the greens are very, very slow. So that, and Tiger's even said that he can't putt very well on these greens. So we're going to see who can adjust over the week, and should be fun.
So Tiger is always the talk of the tournament. Do we think Tiger has any type of chance to win?
No.
Okay. Oh, bloody hell.
Stay in your lane, sir.
You don't think Tiger's even got a chance to win.
You stay in your lane. You stay.
If you're going to do a British...
Damn it! You stay in your lane.
If you're going to do a British accent, you at least got to do it well.
Yeah, Cody's is better.
Thank you.
Damn it!
I come from the home.
Bloody hell!
Bloody hell.
Damn it to bloody hell!
Shall we have tea after this?
The Queen. All right, Thomas, so... Who are your picks? Who should I be eyeing in my British Open tournament pool? Who plays well at this course? Who plays well on slow greens?
As far as who you should target, I would target a European. The weather is going to be unpredictable. Target somebody that hits the ball straight. You have to hit the ball in the fairway. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. If you get in a pot bunker, it's going to be nightmarish, and you're probably going to make a very big, big number.
That is definitely a key in golf. You want to keep it on the fairway.
You can, when Tiger won in 05, he didn't hit the ball in one fairway, or one bunker. He didn't miss a fairway all week, and won by 7 shots. So if somebody can put the ball in the fairway, not, you know, be straight off the tee. So we're looking at Tommy Fleetwood. I think he is actually going to win it. I think Patrick Reed, Henrik Stenson, and... Rory will be there on Sunday, too.
So you do like Rory's chances?
I do. It just all depends on what he can do with the putter. If he can get hot with the putter, then, you know, he'll be fine. You know, but if he just has an off-week putting, he probably won't make the cut, honestly.
Give me one outside-the-box prediction that I can rely on. One outside the box. Who will be there that people aren't expecting?
Tiger Woods.
No. He already said Eldrick will not be there.
As far as betting out, Zach Johnson at 80-1 is a very good pick. He's a very solid ball striker. He's a very good putter and wedge player. He's 80-1. He won the Open in 2015 when it was played at St. Andrews. He does have 2 majors under his belt, and he can play well in the crosswinds, and he can play well in some bad weather. So if you want an outsider, you can pick him. You can also pick Ian Poulter. He's at 50-1, I think, in Vegas. He's played well this year. He's won on tour, and he seems to always play well at the British.
The British Open tees off Thursday morning, 2 a.m. Thomas says Ian Poulter, and was it who was the first guy at 80-1?
Zach Johnson.
Zach Johnson. Zach Johnson. Those are both guys I've heard of. Give me one I've never heard of, Thomas.
He's a Scot himself.
One you've never heard of?
Give me somebody that the average golf fan has never heard of that is going to have a really good chance of, you know, being in contention in this tournament.
Francesco Molinari.
Francesco Molinari.
Oh,
he sounds like a winner.
Francesco, one of my favorites.
Damn it, yours is better than mine. Yours is so much better than mine.
It's okay.
Let's talk a little bocce while I got you here, Thomas. I'm switching accents because now we are talking about the Italian sport of bocce.
The bocce ball, eh?
How do you feel about our 7 seed heading into the tournament?
Like Shabazz's UConn team. Don't let us get hot.
Don't let us get hot. We won 2 in a row on Monday. Thomas, man, appreciate you coming on Talking Some Golf with us. Overrated, underrated, next. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fox Sports Knoxville. Any of the show, check out the podcast. FoxSportsKnoxville.com, powered by 245 Tech. And if you're listening to Hour 3, glass half full. I forgot to put up Hour 3 yesterday, so at least you got to listen to an Hour 3 today. So you got that going for you. If you're wondering why this one was so short, I forgot to restart the podcast last break. Oops, my bad. But again, at least you're getting to hear this hour three. And if you're listening to the podcast, I'm sorry you missed the best version of Overrated Underrated ever. That last segment that you just missed, probably the best radio we've ever done.
You know, the podcast was really easy to handle when I was the one that was doing it, right?
I know it was.
Yeah, you kept always saying, don't use the podcast as an excuse for your shortcomings, Ben.
I'd say that was a top 200 overrated, underrated segment we've done.
Well, we haven't done 200.
We're probably done. Close.
No, we're not. We do it once a week.
We've done like 50, maybe.
Yeah, we do it once a week.
Oh, that's right.
It's top
not every 50. Day.
Sorry, bro. Dang.
Top 50. Top 50.
I'll just turn the mic off.
Whatever. I mean, look, life was easier when you did the podcast. You're correct.
Why are you doing the podcast?
Well, because people like the YouTube stream. And you can't. I guess
need
he could.
A different computer.
Well, no, because the USB thing, the audio runs through this, and it's the audio that also runs into the podcast. So you have to do both from the same computer right now.
Okay, I see.
Now, I do think eventually we'll figure this out where we could just do both, and, you know, Ben can go back to handling the podcast and making my life easier. But people like the chat.
I'm just glad you guys handle all the technical elements.
We do everything around here.
I just sit over here and be cool.
Me and Ben, be cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would say be cool.
I'm the definition of cool.
You show up and sit there. Yes, you do that.
I sit over here and be content.
You show up and you sit there.
And talk into this microphone.
And you speak into the mic and
say very many intelligent things.
Getting
every day.
Colder, and you're getting colder. You were doing good when you were just sitting there speaking into the mic. Now you're getting to the intelligent part. You're getting a little bit further away from the truth. Anyways, go to 240 or go to 245tech.com. Let them protect your business. They power the website, and we are appreciative of that. I've been slacking on the website. I'm passing over duties. I couldn't run it. Too much for me. So we'll get more content on there as football season gets closer. FoxSportsKnoxville.com. It is powered by 245 Tech. Pump the brakes or keep rolling. Would you like to go first or second, Cody Mack?
Second.
Elon Musk offers apology. Had you seen where he had called the diver a pedophile?
I did see that. That seems like something he should apologize
for. He went off the deep end. He was mad that the diver was able to save the day and be the hero and that he wasn't able.
I caught that. No, you. Off the deep end.
Oh.
Said off the deep end. You're talking about the diver.
He was mad that he didn't get to come save the day, but that by the time his spaceship equipment had got there to get the diver out, to get the kids out, a diver had already gone in and gotten them. And that led to Elon Musk basically insinuating that the diver is probably a pedophile. Because there's a whole thing, I guess, that in Thailand, if you are a Westerner who lives there, you live there because you like little boys. Like, there's like a stigma there, apparently, that actually is a thing. That, like, why would any Westerner live in Thailand is what I guess people think. Thailand's very different in their sexual habits. So Elon Musk insinuated that this diver has to be a pedophile. And then
I didn't know that was a thing. So that's where, like, all the American pedophiles go?
I don't know if that's accurate. I'm just saying that's the stereotype. That's what Elon Musk was referring to. Called him pedo boy. And then he has since came out and apologized.
It's not a very nice thing to call someone.
No, it's a very awful thing to call someone. especially after that person goes in and saves the life of 13 people.
I feel like that's one of the worst things that you can wrongly accuse someone of. You know what I mean?
I would say you're pretty accurate in that.
Like, it's one of the worst things. Like, what? I'm surprised we don't use that as an insult more.
It's too bad. You know what I mean? It's too bad. It's too slanderous.
Like in traffic, you know what I mean? Just randomly somebody cuts you off. You stupid pedophile.
As this well-written article suggests, my words were spoken in anger after Mr. Unsworth said several untruths and suggested I engage in a sexual act with the mini sub, which had been built as an act of kindness and according to specifications from the dive team leader. Nonetheless, his actions against me do not justify my actions against him, and for that I apologize to Mr. Unsworth and to the companies I represent as leader. The fault is mine and mine alone. Basically, he was pressured by stockholders to say, hey, you shouldn't say that. That's not nice. So Elon stepped to the mic and, I'm sorry.
I don't know for a fact that the guy's a pedophile.
And I don't like having sex with my mini sub. The diver had suggested that Elon Musk was only doing this for publicity. And that angered Elon Musk.
Okay, I see. The most interesting story of all time about a man stealing a car.
Now give it to me.
A Memphis woman said she feels betrayed after her date. She went on a date with this guy. And then he stole her car during the date and used it to go on a date with her sister. Faith Pugh said the one she had Saturday with Kelton Griffin, as far as nights go, was disappointing from the beginning. She said when he showed up, he didn't bring his own car. I don't know who dropped him off. He just got dropped off, she said. She knew him from their years in high school, but hadn't spoken to him much lately until he reached out and suggested they go to dinner. She said, out of the blue, he texted me and asked me to go out. So they did. They were going to go to a restaurant. They stopped at an airport area gas station. He asked me, could I go in the gas station for him to get a cigar, she said. And that turned out to be a big mistake. He drove off with her car and then proceeded to go pick up her sister and go on a date with her instead. So she came out of the gas station and her car was gone.
That seems unfortunate.
She got a surprising text from her sister saying that he had asked her out. And he said, okay, send me the address to where you're at. I'm on my way. So that's the story.
Okay.
Thought you'd be more interested.
No, I was into it. It was funny.
Feel like you've been distracted the last hour.
Don't do this to me, Cody. You know I'm here with you. You know there's no place I would rather be than sitting next to you.
I don't believe that.
Now, sometimes do I get distracted? Sure, I do.
Are you arguing with people on the internet
again? I am not arguing with people on the internet. As you were telling that story, I was sort of explaining myself in the chat that I didn't miss the whole podcast. I did get 19 minutes. I was also, Doug Brooks had thanked me for streaming Coach Pruitt's presser. Said he was hoping he could listen to it at work, and he's just now getting to hear on the podcast. I was thanking a listener. I was a little distracted. You're right. Okay. But it wasn't because I wanted to be somewhere else. I was just doing some duties as someone representing the brand. I'm just thanking. I'm interacting with our audience, and I'm thanking our listeners. I'm sorry I didn't hear.
Could have done that after the show.
I'm sorry I didn't hear your car story. Oh, don't you even go there. I'm sitting here and I'm apologizing.
I'm just saying I get berated every time I respond to a tweet during the show.
Oh, really?
Why aren't you paying attention to me?
Oh, really? You my apology's not good enough, huh?
No, I didn't ask for an apology.
I'm sitting here and I'm apologizing and it's not good enough. You want to make this about when I yell at you.
I didn't ask for an apology at all. Just saying. I thought I had an interesting story for you. I thought you might like it. And you didn't like it.
Our NBA Summer League champion crowned. NFL wide receiver gets big extension.
Gas break, dip, gas break, dip.
Police say a man faked his own murder.
Yep.
Using a gun and a weather balloon. This comes from CNN. A murder investigation in a peaceful golf community in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, has come to a bizarre conclusion. Police say a 71-year-old man who was found shot to death in the community in late January wasn't killed at all. He actually killed himself in a very unusual way. Wait a second. I thought this was just going to be like that Double Jeopardy movie with Ashley Judd. Known promiscuous woman. I thought that this was going to be that he's actually alive. This is actually a suicide story. Never mind. Let's Let's,
it's a little dark.
Yeah, I didn't mean to go there. I thought he was still going to be alive.
Nope.
He was not alive.
Yeah, he's done. He's done.
He didn't have any known enemies. He and his wife were soulmates, and he was somebody everyone wanted to hang out with. They couldn't figure out why anybody would kill him. Turns out they didn't. Anyways, just move on.
Michigan twins run for county seats as political opponents. Rolling, rolling. Catfish evicted from pond.
No.
Florida woman arrested.
Now give it to me.
After her pet spider monkey allegedly attacked Home Depot employees. A woman whose pet spider monkey attacked two Home Depot employees in separate incidents has been arrested. Tina Ballard, arrested Monday. She is slated to be extradited back to Okeechobee County in Florida. The news comes after her monkey, whose name is Spanky, reportedly jumped out of his shopping cart.
You can't name a monkey Spanky. You can't do that.
Well, she did. And he jumped out of his shopping cart, and he grabbed a Home Depot cashier's shirt, leaving red marks on the cashier's shoulder and back. The incident was not reported to wildlife officials at the time. This was back in May, actually, and now new details surfacing. In early June, Marilyn Howard, another Home Depot employee, claims she was attacked by Spanky after she noticed him roaming the store's parking lot with a leash on. Apparently, Spanky the spider monkey does not care for Home Depot employees. Should have went to Lowe's. What is Home Depot's motto?
It's just built by Home Depot, right?
Built by.
Or no, Home is that the Depot. That's the SEC's built by Home Depot. What is,
they got something. It's
Intern Andrew. St. Paul council candidate arrested. More saving, more doing.
More monkey attacks, I guess.
Yes. Yes.
St. Paul council candidate arrested for allegedly posting topless pic of wife on campaign website.
Well, that's an interesting way to get voters.
That does feel like it would be illegal.
I tell you what, I got to say this. That would be way more interesting to me than these damn political commercials on TV right now in East Tennessee. I wish these people would get their damn election over with. Because have you noticed every other commercial on local TV? It's every commercial.
Yeah.
All these guys, I'm Randy Boyd. I'm Diane Black. Vote for the other guy. They're all horrible.
Well, it would be don't vote for the other guy. Vote
whatever. I'm just ready for it to be over.
Police say that on Saturday they received a report that Martinez posted the topless photograph of his wife on the blog section of his campaign website.
Why did he do this?
I'm trying to look.
Okay.
Below it was a link to the restraining order from her against him. Oh, no, it was revenge. I was thinking it might have been to win some votes. It might have been accident. Seems like it was revenge.
Oh.
Below it was a link to the restraining order. In the restraining order, she alleges that on July 4th, Martinez put his hands around her neck and threw her into a shelving unit. Okay, this is taking a dark turn,
so
too.
So this guy's running for office up there?
Yeah, it seems like he would probably be withdrawing pretty soon.
His candidacy?
I would imagine he would be withdrawing pretty soon.
Man. A hungry headache. A German city seeking to evict animal. This is actually a different story. It's about the catfish that you passed on, but it's a different story. So,
okay.
A German city is looking for a way to get rid of a giant catfish who has believed to have developed a taste for ducklings after eating all of his fellow fish in a municipal pond. This guy's just eating everything in the pond. And so they're trying to get rid of him. They're trying to find a professional angler to catch the fish. I guess they're just going to drain the pond. I don't know. He's eating all the ducks and the fish.
Okay. Apparently, the Hawks are in discussions with the Thunder to to acquire Carmelo Anthony and then buy him out. They would trade Dennis Schroeder and Mike Muscala. That'd be a great trade. I'm all in on that. Let's do it. Yes, 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 yes. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.
The Masters might be over, but golf season has just begun. So if you're looking for a resort-style golf experience at an unbelievably great price, go see our friends at Wind River Golf Club. Located off of Highway 321 between Maryville and Lenora City, just 30 minutes drive from downtown Knoxville, Wind River Golf Club gives you the getaway golf experience without the hassle of a long trip. Designed by Jack Nicklaus' protege, Bob Cupp, Wind River Golf Club overlooks Teleco Lake in one of the most picturesque golf settings in all of East Tennessee. At Wind River, you'll receive unlimited time on their practice facility before or after your round. Fully stocked golf carts, beverage cart service, and delicious food and drinks available at the top of the Hill Grill with their newly expanded menu. Open Tuesday through